It's Weekend Edition here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. A statewide law bans smoking in most indoor public places. In Atlanta, that ban even applies to parks. But efforts over the years to extend a ban to include bars and nightclubs have failed. One reason? Bar and club owners say their business would suffer. That's what Brian Maloof said in 2005 when lawmakers were considering banning indoor smoking statewide.
We opposed it. I was down there myself speaking out against it and individual business rights to make a decision on their own. And the legislature came to that decision.
Maloof owns Manuel's Tavern, an Atlanta staple since the 1950s. As the place opens for lunch, a few regulars trickle in.
Hey, Dick, how are you?
Hi, Dick. How are you? Doing all right?
On the bar sit black plastic ashtrays. But now their days are numbered. Maloof says there's been a shift. Business is actually suffering because of Manuel's smoking policy.
But I know definitely it'll be in January of 2014, we'll be 100% smoke-free.
Maloof says fewer people were booking events, and he noticed fewer families coming in. Bill McCluskey's worked here for decades, and he says that's going to be a welcomed change.
This has always been a family-type bar, and people generation after generation, and we need to keep the kids coming in with their folks. They, you know, have lunch and dinner. What you got to do, you got to do. I mean, that's it.
Despite making the choice to go smoke-free, Manuel's owner says he doesn't support a city or countywide ban. And for now, it does not appear one is in the works.
Not at this time.
Atlanta City Councilman Alex Juan helped push a smoking ban last summer that prohibits smoking in public parks. It easily passed. That led some to question why the city prohibited smoking outdoors, but still allowed it at some places indoors.
One of the main drivers of that was the fact that we were investing so heavily in equipment and assets for children in parks, and it was done in part to protect them.
Juan says he is interested in exploring a comprehensive ban. In DeKalb County, Commissioner Larry Johnson opposed a comprehensive ban last year. He cited bar and nightclub owners' concern that business would suffer. Johnson did not return WABE's calls. In a previous interview, DeKalb District Health Director Dr. Elizabeth Ford said smoke-free ordinances can actually help business.
And there are certain businesses that would be attracted by a county that's smoke-free, and we really need them to understand that the risks of loss of revenue from having a no-smoking ordinance are minimal compared to the benefits that could possibly be reaped by having something like that.
In the past few weeks, a handful of bars catering to Atlanta's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender clientele announced changes to their smoking policy, citing customer demand. According to nosmoke.org, only four Georgia municipalities have a full ban. They're Savannah, Chatham County, which includes Savannah, Morrow, and Buena Vista, a town of a few thousand near Columbus. What do you think? Would you support a smoking ban that includes bars? Give us your thoughts at facebook.com/WABE. It's Weekend Edition.